Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Underhood Show presented by Mel Hamilton Ford. My name is Phil Nightingale. I'm the general manager, and Josh Prophet. Morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Beautiful Saturday morning out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The rain is kind of nice instead of snow or ice. I guess it's pretty good. It was 48 degrees on my truck when I rolled in, so I kind of liked that a little bit from that part. But hey, everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. This is a call-in show. 316-462-3673 is the number dial in. You'll come into our front desk here at the main dealership. Tell them who you are, what's going on. And then they'll patch you into the show. And, you know, only show I know you get paid to call in on. Free package valued at over 130 bucks. And the reason you say over 130 bucks is that multi-point inspection, have no idea what that value is worth to somebody, depending on what happens when you get broke down or whatever. But as always, Josh, what's in that 130 bucks package for each and every caller?
Yeah, like you said, for just calling into the show, we're going to mail it out to you, but it's going to consist of the works. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products here at Mel Hamilton Ford. While we're performing that, we're also going to the works, which is an oil change and tire rotation. While we're performing that, we're also going to complete that multi-point inspection that you were talking about. And again, the value on that thing, I've seen a lot of crazy things in the automobile world industry and caught a lot of stuff that could have long-term been a major expense or repair to customers just by having a certified technician look over the vehicle. So that multi-point inspection, we're also going to complete, you get complete nitrogen for your tires. So you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer for your vehicle tires, as well as $10 to Mel's Diner. So you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're here with us at the Big Corner. And of course, a BG products package, which is going to consist of a can of MOA or motor oil additive for your engine oil, and then a can of CF5 for your fuel system. Again, just getting that vehicle geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving.
All right, so let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. That comes right into the main dealership here. One of our ladies, they're answering the phone. We'll get your name and number and patch you into the show. Let us know you're here live. And love to take your questions. And again, anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything in the automobile world. You want to talk about MH Ford Racing? You want to talk about the new Bronco? How about the new Mach-E, Josh? Pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. Got one of those in, you know, time flies. I think it was yesterday.
I think it was Thursday. I don't know, Marijuana. I think it was Thursday, I think.
You know, it is. Time definitely flies, especially around here for sure. Yep. We got it in here the other day, and, you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah,
what the technology that they put in that thing and what it does. I have not had the chance to go drive it yet, but
me either.
But we'll get there.
Out being demoed all over and everything else too. We've had people waiting in line to drive it. So you're right, Josh. I want to tell everybody how well it drives, but I can't tell everybody because I haven't drove it yet. Haven't had a chance, so I'm probably not going to get it out in the rain today either to get it all dirtied up for the guys from that part. But come out and check the new fully 100% electric car, the Mach-E. This is the front wheel drive car, and it has the normal battery pack, and it does not have the extended range. So this thing goes about 210 miles on a range on a charge. A lot of questions coming up about that. We've got it plugged in on the showroom into a 110 outlet. If the battery's completely dead, it'll take about 8 hours to charge it. If you're on 220, it'll take about 4 hours to charge it. So, you know, if you drive less than 200 miles a day, all you got to do is plug it in at night while you're home, ready to go the next morning from that part. So it's very cool. We got several more coming. The next four, though, Josh, are sold. So this is going to be your chance. We do have another one. It's going to be here somewhere around the range of the first week of February. That's going to be our, what we call our courtesy transportation program car.
Yep.
And that's going to stay here. We cannot sell that car till it gets 4,000 miles on it. And that's the whole purpose behind it, for everybody can come in and take a test drive and, you know, take it for an hour or two and go check it out, see how well it drives and all that kind of stuff. So that'll be here in about the first week of February. From that part, don't have it exactly dialed in. I know it's on a railhead coming, come into Kansas City and get shipped here. So very cool on the 100% Mach-E. It's sitting on the showroom floor, so you need to come check that thing out. It is very cool. And if you do want to take it for a test drive, come on. It's what it's here for and everything else, too. So let's have some fun with that Mach-E. And again, Josh, the tech that's in that thing is crazy.
It is very much so. There's just, I don't know, you know, hybrid will pull on the service drive now, and it still catches you by surprise every once in a while when you get into it. And you know, you turn the key to start it, and it doesn't start. And you're thinking, okay, what's going on with this car? And then turns out it's just a hybrid, and everything's fine. But to be able to move and not hear the engine sound and stuff like that, you know, it's even foreign to me still being in this industry. So,
well, the other thing, if you haven't seen the video we did on it, we had it plugged into a hybrid F-150.
Oh, yeah.
And it was plugged in there because a hybrid F-150 has a generator. That F-150 would sit there in the showroom, Josh. I don't know if you've stepped there enough. It would run for about 2 minutes and shut off. And it did that about every 10 minutes. That's about all that had to run to do that. It sat on the showroom floor. I did this on purpose to see. We put the truck on the showroom floor. It was there for 4 hours. The fuel range on the truck said 124 miles. In that 4 hours, it only dropped down to 116. So it's not using a ton of fuel to keep that thing charged up and plugged in. Of course, that Power Boost truck is already sold. It's gone. But that's another cool option we've got with the built-in generators and stuff, too, on these new trucks to help do those different things and all that kind of stuff, too. So,
yeah.
Anyway, 316-462-3673. Hey, that's the number to dial up there. And anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything you want to talk about in the automobile world, we're here to answer your questions and give you this great price package. Only show I know you get paid to call in. So 316-462-3673.
So while we're waiting on a couple of callers, we do have a couple of chats that come in. I'll go ahead and
What do you got there, Josh?
Here. I've got one from Keegan. It says, I have a 2003 Dodge Ram 1500. I can't get it to stay started when I let off the gas pedal. I've cleaned the throttle body and still won't stay started. So Keegan, there's a couple of different things that I would wonder there. One is an IAC valve, idle air control valve. I'm pretty sure in the 2003, in that Dodge, it still had it. The other thing that I would wonder about would be either an IAC valve or like a mass airflow sensor would be one of the a couple of the things that I would wonder. The other is fuel pressure. What kind of fuel pressure do we have going to this thing from that side of things? And then when it there'd be a lot of, I guess, diagnostic questions that I'd want to know. Is it just cold start? Is it warm? Vacuum leak is another thing that I could think of from that side of thing. Is if it had a, it would have to have a pretty major vacuum leak.
Yep.
From that side of things.
And so, who's this from, Keegan again?
Yeah, it's from Keegan. So,
you know, Keegan, if
you want to call into the show here,
call and show, we'll get you a free diagnostic. We'll look at that vehicle at no charge for you, let you know exactly kind of what's going on. Get one of our certified techs to take a look at it, put a scanner in it, not a code reader, but put a scanner in that truck and see what it needs or whatever to try to help figure out what's going on with your Ram for you. So if you want to call in, we'll get you that free diagnostic on top of that, that $130 package too. So next chat, Josh, yeah. What do you got, buddy?
Yeah, Keegan, thanks for the chat there. But then we're going to go over to Jeff. And from Jeff, Jeff says, nitrogen doesn't hold air better than air. And so I've got a couple places that I would like to talk about that.
I want to argue that one with you real quick, buddy.
There's a lot of benefits of nitrogen. And one of the benefits is that it is, made of larger molecules and it does hold air or does hold pressure better than air. That's not to say that, you know, if you have a leak in a tire, nitrogen's still going to leak.
It's still going to leak. It's still going to seep. It's just going to slow the process down is what it does.
Sure.
Jeff, and I'm going to tell you the next thing I'll tell you is, here's my best example I can give you is I have a race trailer we pull for the Team 3J, and it's a triple axle, and we run those tires at 100 PSI, and I put nitrogen in those tires. I went almost 2 years before I even needed to put any more air back in those tires. And that's setting all winter, everything from that part. Now, granted, from 30 pounds in a passenger car tire to 100 pounds, that does make a difference too. But that's my own personal experience with nitrogen. But it does not stop it from leaking. It just slows the process down. But the other thing, Jeff, that it's really doing is, let's take today we're at 49 degrees. And let's say tonight it gets down to zero. Compressed air is going to lose pressure. Promise you it's going to happen. Nitrogen does not. Let's take a summer day of 80 degrees and it gets down to 40 at night. I promise you're going to lose 3 to 4 pounds on that tire and compressed air, but you're not going to with nitrogen. It just slows that process down and it's a much drier. There's so many more benefits to nitrogen. It's crazy from that part. And the reason it's so good now is it's been made affordable to put in passenger car tires. Before it was just used in NASCAR and in the aircraft industry and all that kind of stuff too. So,
well, so one of the things that I wanted to talk about is maybe Jeff does have nitrogen and he's not experiencing a benefit from it.
Yep.
But then one of the reasons that I would think that is because of the percentage of nitrogen that he has in his tire.
You brought a great point there, buddy.
And so there are different methods of filling tires with nitrogen. There's different percentages that you can get. Just the air that you breathe is 87% nitrogen right out of the bat. So to go from 87% to You know, if you're just filling with a nitrogen bottle, you'll get up to about 93%, you know, the span there. But then if you actually cycle the nitrogen in the tire with the generators like we have here, you'll get 96%+. And so if you have a lower percentage of nitrogen, you might not be getting the full benefits of that from that side of things.
From that 93 to the 96 that we get you to, that little 3% makes a huge difference. And you're right, Josh, he might only have 90%. He might even have 93, but that 93 to 96 is even crucial. And I will tell you, I've tested our machines, and if I cycle it a couple times, I can get it to almost 99% nitrogen with our machine. So,
and it makes a difference.
It does. It does. So, Jeff, I'm sorry you've had that experience from that part, but love to talk to you about that in more depth and everything else, too.
Well, the other thing I'd be more than happy to do, we have a gauge that will indicate the percentage of nitrogen in your tires. And so,
Jeff,
if you have nitrogen, bring it in and
let's
look and see what you got. And then we'll be able to tell what you're really getting.
I think that's exactly right, Jeff. Bring that thing, bring your vehicle by, let's put a percentage on it. And let's see what percentage you have in your tires. And then just for doing that, if you don't have the right percentage in it, we'll cycle it out and we'll put you the right percentage in it. No charge for you, Jeff, to show you the real true benefits of having nitrogen in your tires.
Okay, so we've got another comment on there. It was from James Furman, just said, good morning, guys. So good morning, James, to you. And then from there, we have a comment from Mike. It said, good morning, guys. I have a 2006 F-150 crew cab adding power seat to my driver's side. I'm told it is a power pigtail under the carpeting from existing floor in case options change when new. Is that correct? So, Mike, you bring a great point with 2006. So, there's a typically the manufacturers will have one main wire harness that fits a large majority of their options. And then it's just a matter of those additional options and then the wiring from those pigtails from those options to the main harness. There is a possibility of there being like a master connector where that seat would go from the main harness. Now, what I will say is that would just be the main harness in the vehicle. So what you would also have to look into is the other end of that harness where it terminates to wherever it's supposed to go, whether it's modules or power distribution junction block or grounds, things like that. You know, it may be missing in several places. And so just depending upon what you're trying to do there, you might have to work that harness from both ends from that side of things. It is a possibility of that harness, the wires being run on the main harness under there.
All right, Josh, we got a caller.
Oh, do we? Okay.
And
so we've got a caller on the phone here, so we'll get
Jeffrey
here.
Jeffrey will be calling in here soon. We'll see what Jeff's got. And Josh,
you don't suppose it's the
nah?
Okay, yeah, that's right. Not out of bed.
He might be out of bed, but he's just scared to call in.
You think so?
That's all it is. It's just scared to call in.
But it is
okay, Josh.
There we go.
And
just hit this one here.
And good morning, Jeff. You're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm the one that commented about the nitrogen.
Yes. Oh, okay. Awesome. Thanks.
I was calling in on that because y'all put nitrogen in my tires.
Okay.
And my front driver's side tire, every morning when I get in to start, my tires are always this way. My front driver's side is at 36 PSI. My front right tire is at 21 PSI for nitrogen. My back tire is at 30 PSI. And my back left tire is at 34, maybe sometimes 32. Throughout the day when I drive, all the tires go up, except for my front driver's side. It goes up to 38 around like 10 o'clock, and it stays at 38 all day long until my tire sensor kicks on, and then I can't read it. But my back left tire and my back right tire only go up to around 32 and 34, and they stay there. My front right tire, it goes up to 34 and it stays there all day long.
And then when you said you can't read it, what's happening there?
It's a sensor issue. I don't know where the sensor is or anything. I've been told when I brought it in to y'all for an oil change, I was told that it was the tire pressure monitoring system inside the tire was like $200 to fix it. Y'all rotated my tires. it went to my back and then went right back to my front and been having an issue there. I've done other things where it might be a sensor under the hood, which is around $300. And it's, I don't have the money to fix that. So it's like, I just leave it alone.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying there too, Jeff. What I'm wondering, with this sensor, it's the sensor's inside the tires where it's at. And there's a module that it sends the signal from the tire to the module in the car. And then when we rotate your tires, we got to resync those sensors so it knows which tire is where from that part. But what I'm thinking is that we need to retrain these sensors and make sure they're reading the correct pressures. I don't know, have we put a pressure gauge on them to see that the pressure that the dash is reading is the same as what's in the tire, or have we done that?
I'm 100% for sure if y'all did or not.
Okay, that's what we need to do. Jeff, let's get it in here. Let's get it up here to the store. Let's do some tests on that. Let's retrain the sensors, not just relearn the sensors, retrain those sensors and see where we're at. Then let's see what the dash says and let's see what pressure we got in and see if we got a sensor that's reading off or whatever from that part. And then see where we go from there. How's that sound?
Okay. Also, another question.
Sure, go ahead.
When I brought it in for the oil change and stuff, they told me I needed to get a brake flush.
Okay.
And I've been looking into doing them myself, but I can't quite understand how to get the oil out of the brake lines that's already in there.
Yeah, Jeff, how that works is we have a machine that does that. And basically it's a vacuum is what it is. We take it at each one of the wheels and we hook the machine up to it and it sucks the fluid through there. And we can watch it come through a clear tube to see when we got good brand new fluid coming through there. But the other thing you also got to do too, depending on the car, you might have to actually put a scanner in that car and cycle the ABS to get the sensors on the ABS system to the solenoids to let the fluid go through there also. So I wish it was something easy you could do yourself, but really to do it correctly and everything else like that, you really need that machine to do it. And the other thing you risk by when you're doing this is make sure that you don't get any air in the system, because then you can cause some more havoc by doing that, getting air in the brake lines or in the system too. But so I hope I helped you with that.
Yeah, and with that brake flush too, while it's under vacuum out the back, we're also putting the reservoir under pressure and adding fluid to it as well, so it cycles through there. A typical system maybe holds, you know, a pint and a half, 2 pints maybe at most, and we're running about a quart of fluid through that to flush it all out. But the most important things, like what Phil was saying there, is the hydraulic control unit or the ABS side of that vehicle is you can get air in that pretty easy if it's not done correctly, and you'd cause yourself quite a bit of grief or headache from that side of things too. So, but yeah, that brake fluid service is something that, you know, that we test for, and basically it's brake fluid is microscopic. It absorbs moisture, and when it gets too much moisture in there, you'll experience brake fade from that side of things, because the moisture will actually boil as the brakes heat up. So it is an important service for sure.
Okay.
All right, Jeff, let's get that thing in here. Let's look at these sensors and see what's going on with your nitrogen and everything else too, buddy. We need to see what kind of percentage you have in your tires too. So we'll get that fixed up too. Okay, buddy.
Yeah. Travis, Thursday, was supposed to bring it in Friday, but I had an emergency I had to go take care of.
I got you. Totally get it, buddy. Just let us know when you can get it in here, Jeff, and we'll get you fixed up, buddy. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Bye.
Bye. All right. 316-462-3673. Anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, whatever it might be. We're here to answer your questions and give you this great price package valued over $130 for each and every caller. 316-462-3673.
Got a comment there from Jim Petty. Says, good morning. Good morning, Jim.
And Jim, how you doing, buddy? Hope you're feeling better, buddy.
Yep. Mike replied back, says, thanks, guys, on the information on the 2006 F-150. And then we've got another good morning from James. Good morning, James, from that side of things. But like you said, 462-3673, that's the number to jump on the air here, and we can help you answer whatever's ailing your vehicle, whatever that might be, and go from there for sure. So,
all right, 316-462-3673. And while we're waiting on the callers to come in, Josh, we talked about the Mach-E that's on the showroom floor, the fully 100% electric vehicle. I kind of touched on the truck we had, a hybrid, I'm going to spell out all the things here, with a hybrid F-150 that was actually charging. that high Mach-E with its battery. So for some of you who don't know, with the 2021 F-150, they've come up with a hybrid. But what I didn't know, Josh, I learned something new today. I should have known this already, but the truck that I'm driving is not a hybrid, but it has the second alternator on it. So I've got a 2000 watt generator on that truck too, but the truck's got to be running to make that happen.
To make that go.
Which is very cool too. But the hybrid we had sitting here, if you're just tuning in the show, it was charging up the Mach-E. It would run for 2 or 3 minutes, shut off for like 10 or 15 minutes and kick back on. And it used 7 or 8 miles a gallon of fuel by the range for that 4 hours it was sitting there. So it's very cool to have those generators. But there's three levels of generators on these new trucks, from 400 watt to 22, and then a 76 or whatever. Heck, a 7600, that'd run your whole house.
Yeah.
From that part. So some neat things on the 2021 F-150. If you haven't come and seen that truck, it's very cool. You know, I get these demos to drive and everything else like that, and I still cannot get over the ride, the technology, and how much better it is. I had a customer in here yesterday that's driving an 18, and he's getting ready to release another one. And he goes, well, when it gets here, I'll drive. I said, no, just go drive this 2021. He says, it can't be that much difference. Well, let me tell you, when he come back, he says, Phil, you're wrong. I go, how can I be wrong? He says, it's 100 times better. It's not 10 times better. It's 100 times better. The ride, the quiet, the smoothness, the technology in it. You know, they keep making this adaptive cruise so much better. And again, this morning all the way to work, I was running that adaptive cruise. And Josh, what's even cooler I love about it now is it'll go clear to a stop. Yeah. From a stoplight. You know, so you see coming up to stop, it'll pull you down and stop. Then when that light turns green, all you do is hit the button on the dash and the thing takes off again and goes. I mean, it's so cool. The other thing, everybody complains about the auto stop and everything else, which I've got used to that. The improvements they made there is crazy. They've got the auto hold now. So you pull up the stoplight and you hit the brake and hold it. You can let your foot off and it's going to hold it till you tap the accelerator again. So now what's neat about that is you're sitting there, the way they've made this timing and everything, you don't even hardly feel the truck start or anything because it starts so quick, so fast. Put the foot on the gas just a little bit and off it goes. It's crazy from that part. So haven't checked out the 2021 F-150. It's 92% new from 20. So a lot of neat features and stuff like that. So you need to come check that thing out too. So next thing, Bronco. Just to kind of give you some numbers on Broncos, we had 104 reservations, and I'm getting 52 Broncos. So we've been working through that process, and I've had, I think I've got 30 of the 50 built already. Got two more appointments coming in today to sit down and build your Bronco and stuff. So it's going to get exciting. We have until March 19th to get these orders done. And I think we'll see our first Broncos somewhere around the June, July range is what we're being told. So very exciting for the Bronco and stuff. And I will tell you, there's a lot of things out there in the marketplace that you can get on forums and everything else like that. And it's amazing the things I'm hearing through these forums that Ford's not saying is true. So be careful what you're reading on what's happening in the Bronco. I do know there's some changes coming for 2022. So that's going to be fun and exciting too. So stay tuned for the Bronco. Now the Bronco Sport, it's here. I got one here that's they're leaving as fast as we can get them. We have only one in stock, which again is our courtesy transportation program that Lisa's driving, but we find they demo it 2 or 3 times a day.
Yeah, very much so. It's a sharp looking unit for sure. So very excited to see that Bronco come in. This morning on the FMC dealer, I seen the message that on February 3rd they were releasing the Raptor. 21 Raptor are going to get some a glimpse of that, I guess. I don't know.
When is it?
Said February 3rd is when they're going to
announce it and show it. Yeah. I've seen some teaser spots of the back of it and that kind of thing. It's going to be crazy what it's there. I guess we'll find out what they're saying. But what I'm hearing so far on the Raptors, everybody's wanting the V8 to come back. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a standard engine on the V8. It's still going to have the EcoBoost in there. But I'm hearing it's going to be the GT500 engine. It's not going to be 760 horsepower. I know that. It's going to be a detune because the next thing is, Josh, we've got to get for that 760 horsepower, we've got to get the transfer case to hold that.
The drivetrain, the four-wheel drive portion of it.
Yep. Yeah, that's why it can't handle the 760. Now, I know our competitor come out with 707 horsepower, so I promise you it's going to be more 707 horsepower. But I'm told it's going to be only about 10% of the trucks are going to get the V8 engine, and it's going to be a costly increase of price for that V8 engine. So the guys that want the V8 engine, I get it. It's coming. February 3rd. Is that what it said?
That's what it said on, like I said, FMC Dealer. I noticed that this morning and thought that was going to be very excited to see that. Now, that's just when they're going to talk about it. Now, when we actually see one.
We're not going to see them. I guarantee we're going to see them probably. My best guess is going to be a 22. I know it's going to be a 22. Yeah. We're going to see them probably December.
Yep.
So what I'm going to guess.
But very cool on that. And then James pointed out here that that I need glasses because I said good morning to Jamie as James. So apologize about that, guys, and I'll see what I can do about those glasses. And then I got Michael and Lisa said good morning, Phil. So
morning, Mike, Lisa. How are you doing? Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
But and, that catches us up on all the chats here, but 316-462-3673. That's a number to jump on the air here with us and talk about anything automotive, anything ailing your vehicle, you know, tires, brakes, batteries, from that side of things. You know, nitrogen, we just started talking about that just a little bit with Jeff, but there's so many other benefits besides just tire pressures, or I guess other benefits that you gain by maintaining consistent tire pressure that I think we could go in and into a little more detail and talk about. But you know, the price of tires, literally just the other day, you know, I'm helping a customer out, and you know, they've got, as they grow these vehicles, we're going from what used to be 15, 16, 17 inch. Now we're 18's kind of the small yep. tire anymore. And these new trucks out here, mm-hmm. we've got 21 inch tires on it, you know, from that side of things. And so they just keep increasing in size. And then also, you know, when you pull them up, I'll pull up, we've got 17 different manufacturers that we can choose from. And these tires are going 85,000 to 100,000 miles, if you keep maintaining them and keep
nitrogen in them, keep mm-hmm. the alignment correct, and keep rotating every 5,000 miles,
they'll certainly do that. But you know, they're not cheap, but also it's not something that you're having to do. I mean, I can remember years ago, you got 10,000 miles out of a set of tires, you know, 10,000 to 30,000 miles out of a set of tires, and that was just standard. You know, that's what you got out of them, or get a tire to last 30 or 40,000 miles without a defect in it or a belt breaking or something like that. Remember that's something that we used to fight, you know, as far as vibrations and stuff like that, quite a bit. And we still do from time to time with these newer tires, but it's a lot less from that side of things. So that's where having nitrogen in those tires, if it's able to maintain that pressure consistently, whether the tire's hot or cold, it's going to wear so much better, last so much longer, because it has a consistent tire pressure in it.
Yeah. So anyway, I got a couple comments on my page, Josh, and coming up from Speedway Steve Kronk. Thanks for all you guys do for motorsports. Damn cool with your own product line of quality parts. And so Speedway, thank you for that. Appreciate that very much. And what he's talking about, Josh, is we have this MH Ford Racing is growing and growing and growing, and we're doing all kinds of things. And of course, I really kind of think we moved a few things in our new warehouse. So that's exciting to see what's going to happen there with the warehouse, everything we can do there. But our own product line, we have went out and invested the products to brand Mel Hamilton Ford Racing and making our own line of parts in the parts room. And that's just going to continue to grow with everything else we have. We've got our own steering shafts now. We've got our own swedge tubes now. We've had our own rivets. But that's just going to continue to grow and brand MH Ford Racing out there. So again, Steve, thank you for the comment. And then Mike Sheridan wants to be it. He thinks that maybe I can do a better burnout in the Raptor than the Escape. What do you think?
Still trying to get that Escape in there, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. Okay, so I don't know if you've got this one too. On my page, I've got what is the benefit of the bigger tires versus only a 15 or 16 inch? Fred, great question. And,
you know, I think there's a lot of things that go into that question. One, you know, right off the bat is appearance. Yep. You know, I think the manufacturers are building these vehicles as far as looks, you know, but it's definitely more of a, part of the working mechanism of the steering and suspension. I'm going to say is probably the number one thing that a manufacturer is looking at when they're building a tire is what do they need the steering and suspension to do? What's the alignment look like? And then from there, they're picking the best, you know, load and speed rating of tire, compound, stuff like that to match what they're setting that car up to be. But I mean, I do believe appearance probably plays a part in that, you know, ultimately. But, you know, first of all, is going to be safety and reliability from that side of it.
Yeah, and I think, Fred, too, the 16 to 18 inch, you know, you change. A lot of people think you change the sidewall that much. It changes the ride of the car. But these manufacturers have done a great job of tuning the suspension to meet those tires and wheels. I'm going to say another thing is, if you think about it, if you're running down the road at 80 mile an hour and you've got to do a sudden stop or a sudden maneuver or whatever, do you want a steel wheel hanging onto your aluminum wheel hanging onto most of your tread and all that stuff? Or you want a sidewall that's going to give or do whatever too. So there's some benefits of that side of the coin too. But like you said, Josh, a lot of it's appearance, a lot of it's how the cool the car looks. Now, there's some wheels that are too big. I'll get you that. But some people don't think so.
Yeah, there you go.
I got a question, Josh.
Yeah, I do. So I've got a question here from James that says, I found it funny that the other Ford dealer in town a few weeks ago had a commercial saying, don't spend your time putting in an order for the Bronco or Mach-E with other dealers. We'll get you in one today, or something along those lines. Didn't know how they were able to offer that.
That's a great question. I don't know, James. The Bronco Sport. From other dealers and stuff, no one's got more Broncos than we do because we sell more than most of the dealers around us. So we're selling the Bronco Sports as fast as we can get them. As far as the full-size two-door, four-door Bronco, no one's got those. No one's going to have them till June or July. You've got to put a reservation in there. And right now, if you put a reservation in today, you're at least going to get a 22 model year. You're not even going to get the 21s because we're oversold on the 21s already. Of course, some of the people have that made the reservations for the 21s have said, hey, you know, I hear some new exciting other things coming for 22. I'm going to wait. So we've got a few people that are waiting from that part. There's a few things that are late availability. On the two-door, four-door Bronco, some people say, you know what, I'm going to wait for 22. So I appreciate that.
Those options.
Yeah. From that part. So, you know, it comes down to, I guess what I'm going to say to that, James, is character, integrity, and truthful and honest from that part, from that situation. And I got to believe what you got to believe. And when you come here to Milhelm and Ford, I can promise you how we're going to take care of you. And it's kind of like yesterday, I had a gentleman sitting in my office because I'm ordering all the Broncos, so I make sure they're correct and everything else, and there's no misunderstandings of orders and all that kind of thing. And a gentleman came in, and I could tell he was acting kind of funny. I really didn't understand what, you know, I tried to read him a little bit, and after we all got done, he goes, man, he said, I can't thank you enough. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, I was just ready for the same old used car tactics you were going to try to throw on me, and you didn't do it. And he's like I've been treated at every other dealership, and he's never been here at Milhelm Ford, so I appreciate that very much. And I don't know how they want to come out there and tell you they can get your Bronco today. One thing they can talk about is their Bronco Sports, and who knows, maybe they got a couple sitting on the ground they haven't sold yet. But every Bronco Sport that we get sets here less than 24 hours, and it's gone. And like I said, the only thing we got right now is a courtesy transportation that Lisa's driving. And she's driving that because we got to get 4,000 miles on it before we can sell it from that part. So I think you probably saw that in the news here a while back where a dealer sold his courtesy transportation car, and he lost a month of allocation because he sold it before the 4,000 miles. And tried to get it back, but couldn't get it back. So got to abide by the rules. And the worst part about that is when these other dealers go out there and say things that aren't true, it makes us all look bad. But it gives us all a black eye and that sort of thing too. So sorry for the misunderstandings of that and why they want to say, get your Bronco today. It has to be a Bronco Sport. That's all that's available or everything else like that. If you want your two-door, four-door, if you want to get an order for one, it's going to be a 22 model year now from that part. So, but again, I'm still telling people, if you really want a Bronco, put your order in. Get a reservation. Go to our webpage, mh4.com. Up under the new car tab is a tab you can drop down. It says, order your new Bronco, and off you'll go. So, any other questions out there, Josh, so far?
And I'm caught up at this point. So, 316-462-3673. That's the number to jump on the air here with us, and we'll answer whatever automotive questions you might have.
And while we're waiting, we should have already done this, but we get to talking too much, Josh, but we need to talk about our sponsors of this show that help us put everything together for this deal. And of course, it's Big Corner Creative. They played a big part in this new project with us of getting this online now on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, which we already were on from that part. But they're our advertising company. If you have a company that needs a web page, you need a vehicle wrap, you need window wraps, anything to advertise your business from traditional media to social media, Facebook advertising, anything like that. As those guys at Big Corner tell you, if you drive by their sign, just Google us. We've got a great team of guys down at Big Corner Creative. Can help you with anything with your company. And last not least, window tint and also race car wraps. We do a lot of race car wraps, and I know there's a lot of places you can get your wraps done, that sort of thing. But I got a great design team down there with Brandon and the guys down there to do that too. So
they're over there in the new quick lane bay and the larger bays there about a week ago, and they had back-to-back-to-back big old box vans. And, man, I'm just sitting there watching them kind of put that up there, and then I was able to kind of see a finished product. Now I'm thinking the whole time to myself, man, if I was doing that and had to line that stuff.
It's going
to
be crooked as hell. I'd had the vinyl wadded up and thrown in trash.
It would not be good, but it come out phenomenal. I mean, those guys did a great job of that. And it just the difference that it made on that those vans, or I shouldn't call them vans because they were freaking
big
semis,
from
that side of it, but just night and day difference, you know. And if I'm just thinking from a company standpoint, the looks that you would get off of something like that versus what it looked like before they started in, I mean, it's a great advertisement for that side. So
see the guys at Big Corner Creative, they say, those guys say, just Google us. Okay, BG Products, all the great preventative maintenance products we use right inside here at my home with the Ford. Josh had a comment a while back, says, you know, the only reason you advertise BG is because they're sponsoring your show. That's incorrect. That's untrue. We have a great partnership with BG. I started using BG products back in 1985, cleaning injectors, and with the 44K. I had a lot of fun with that because it makes a great smell and a great smoke coming out the tailpipe. We used to have fun with that. But anyway, they've got a great R&D shop right here in Wichita. All the products are made here or in El Dorado, but they're top-notch products. They do what they do great things for your cars. If it wasn't, I wouldn't have them in our shop, but those guys are phenomenal. Anytime we've got an issue with something or question or something, it's great to see that research and development lab down there of testing products, seeing what's going on, and we can talk to them. It's like the other day, they come and got a 2021 F-150 to go make sure they had the right connectors and everything else to hook up to that truck. And they're ahead of the game because how long it's going to be a while for a 21 F-150 is going to need some of those flushes, but they're still ahead of the game getting ready to go from that part. So BG products, all the great preventative maintenance products we use right inside here at Mel Hamilton Ford. Also Go To Rent. Yes, that's inside Mel Hamilton Ford from that part. But again, if you're looking for a rental car, an Expedition, Explorer, 12 or 15 passenger van, stand over there. It's got a great fleet of vehicles. Got over 80 vehicles over there to rent out to you if you need something bigger to go somewhere or just don't want to put the miles in your car. Give them a shout. So, any more comments, Josh?
Yeah, we got a comment here. So we'll maybe answer that one here a little bit later.
Mike Sheridan's making fun of 1985 again, too.
Why is that?
Were you even born then, Sheridan? I don't think he was.
Yeah, I bet he was.
No.
Yeah, I bet he was.
I don't know.
Huh?
Still putting yeller in his pants.
Well, now that is could be a thing for sure. So, but yeah, you know, BG does a great job. And like you said, they were grabbing that truck for the research and development and just make sure that it's ready. Cause you know, these trucks are out and they're in the environment and it won't be long and they'll need serviced from that side of things. So, but I was going back to the brake service that Jeff was talking about, and what just kind of brought that back into my head is when we started talking about the BG products. But the other thing is, you know, fluids. When you're putting fluid back in that brake service that he's talking about, I mean, there's different types of brake fluids.
And yes, there is.
The BG product that we use, the BG brake fluid that we use, is a .4 semi-synthetic brake fluid that we use in that thing. And so it's just the things like that when you could cut corners and use a cheaper fluid and get the same service, but then not last as long. And BG always takes that into consideration and tries to use the best of the best.
Exactly. So, all right, we got a caller coming in, told him to send him through. And let's see if we can get the call sent in here in just a second. And so while we're waiting there again, 316-462-3673. And here comes the caller. And morning, Jordan. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Well, you know, just perfect. Just sitting here answering questions and talking about the automobile world. And now here's Jordan Whitehead on the phone. Well, how's everything with Jordan?
Well, I'll tell you what. I wanted to call because I want to attest to something you guys are talking about. I, as you know, got a wrap from Big Corner Creative on my truck, and it absolutely, I get more calls off of it than any other of my advertising combined. I get calls every day just from this wrap. I even have people come and tell me, man, did you get a new truck? Nope. Still the same 2004 Ford F-350 with 500,000 miles on it. They just wrapped it and made it look beautiful. It's I get calls all the time off of it. It's the best money I've ever spent, and it's I would, any small business owner It paid for itself 3 weeks after I got it from the extra business it influxed.
You know, I agree with you too, Jordan. And you've got on your truck too, you've got two different, where you got one side wrapped one way and one the other, correct?
Correct. Yeah. I got one side's my catering business and one side's my landscaping business.
Yeah. So it is true. It's a rolling billboard. But the other thing is, you know, since now we've got into this wrapping business and looking at vehicles and stuff like that, you know, I see some vehicles running down the road that you can't read because they're so, just got it up or whatever. Then you got ones that kind of like, what are you trying to tell me there with you? That's where our design team down there does a great job. And that's where you're getting calls because your truck stands out. It looks good. You can read it. You can tell what it is and everything else from the side of the truck releases cruising down the road. So the design is crucial too.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the same thing. I've seen trucks that are wrapped before and be like, I can't even get the phone number off of it. But yeah, everything on mine pops. It's sharp. It's big. The phone number's big. The logo's big. The stuff that the only downfall I've had from it now, I have to drive the most careful I've ever driven because anytime you cut someone off on accident, they'll call you on your cell phone for that too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know, Jordan, it's kind of like with us on these D tags. And I tell everybody, you know, when you got a D tag on the back of your car, it's like it's a 10 by 10 sign on the side of your car, not that 12 by 4 or whatever it is from that side. So you are right. You do got to drive a little differently and act a little different with that billboard on the side of your truck. But I know that's kind of hard for you to do that, though, isn't it, Jordan?
A little bit. But you know what? It's worth the trade-off. Very much worth the trade-off.
Yeah, I get it totally. Image is everything. I get it, buddy. So, yeah, I agree with you. Thanks for the call, Jordan. And let's get ready. We got to talk about an open house. We haven't talked about that yet, Josh.
Yeah, Damage Ford open house.
So, you ready for us, Jordan?
I can't wait. I'll be out there cooking up some steak. We'll have the chicken on site, some chicken and all the good stuff. Yeah, so, and we're ready to go. So, we'll see you then.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Hey, we'll see you soon.
Bye. Anyway, that's what we need to roll into next is the open house. February 13th. Don't want to miss it. It's the MH Ford Racing open house, and we're building and building and everything else. What we're going to do, we're going to have a lot of things going on. Of course, we'll kick the show off with our radio show here at 9 o'clock. The open house is going to go from 9 to 4. For you racers out there, we're going to have a bunch of vendors here that you can sit down and talk to about your race setups, all kinds of things from there. We're going to have a lot of the racetracks here giving away ticket passes and different prizes and stuff. Lisa, I'm sure, will have all kinds of prizes we're going to be giving away throughout the day. So when you come in, you'll get registered up. We're going to have all kinds of specials for all of our parts and everything in MH Ford Racing from that part. So a lot of things there. February 13th, got some cool cars coming. We've got some drag cars coming. Brian Petty is bringing back his Ford GT. He's also bringing a vintage Cobra, Josh. That's going to be pretty cool to have here too. Got some drag cars coming. And also with our sponsorship with Bar to Bar Motocross, we're going to have a few motorcycles here too with the Hoosiers on them. So excited to have those guys here too. So you don't want to miss February 13th, 9 to 4, the open house here at Mel Hamilton Ford for MH Ford Racing.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting. You know, the other thing is be able to tour the warehouse maybe at that point. For sure, that parts warehouse is coming right along. Those guys are moving down there. So excited to get that additional room and be able to, my mind keeps going all the additional things that we'll be able to help and do and get our customers taken care of so much better with all that extra space for sure. So very excited to get in there, and those guys are moving along very much, and it's not going to be long at all. We're almost to the finish line.
Almost there. Anyway, a few comments on my page. Eric Chesterman from 81 Speedway. Of course, the 81 Speedway will be here with their bells on, and we're going to have a few different tracks also around the area going to be here with presenting different things and stuff too. So Eric, thanks for being here. And let's go to Delbert Alt. You know, he used to live here in Wichita. Now he's in Oklahoma City, and he's headed to the Ford store today, and he's actually getting the BG Addies put in his car today. So yeah, Delbert, I wish you were here, but I hope they take good care of you down here in Oklahoma from that part. And now Mike Sheridan's back on the burnout thing again. And we're going to have a burnout February. Mike, it's awful cold to do a burnout. Probably. Who knows? We might have to get the yellow car out and go. Hey, that's the next thing we need to talk about. Forgot about this, Josh. Yep. We got so many things going on. Got another phone call. Let's get
Got Larry going to be coming through here in just a little bit, but like you were headed down the road of this Mustang, it's going to be very exciting. So we'll talk about
that here in a minute. We'll get phones ringing here and get Larry on the line here. So get him through here in just a few seconds. Then we got to talk about that next project we got coming up that we got going. It's going to be very cool too to talk about from that part. So here comes Larry.
Yes.
Hi, Larry. How are you, buddy?
Good. I got a 2010 F-150.
Uh-huh.
Everything's great on it, but I notice something once in a while when the truck warms up, when I'm coming to a stop sign and rolling to a stop and it's shifting down from second to first, I hear this clunk. And it's not hard. It's just a little boom. And it doesn't do it when it's cold. It does it more when it's warm. And doesn't do it all the time. So is that something in those 156 speeds that is an inherent problem? I got on a forum and they said, yeah, it is.
So there's a couple of questions I would ask you, Larry. What is the configuration of the truck? So is it a crew cab? Is it a regular cab?
It's a 5.4 crew cab.
Is it a long bed or just a regular standard bed? 5.5 foot bed. Okay. And so there's
four wheel drive?
Yep. Yeah. Nope. Two wheel drive?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a couple of things that come to mind. One, they had a technical service bulletin out for lubricating the slip yoke or the drive shaft in that thing.
Yep. Yep.
So that would be one of the things that I would wonder if that would apply. The second is how many miles are on that thing?
170.
170,000. Yeah. So the other thing that I would wonder about is an update for the transmission shift strategies of that truck, which is something that could be very, very common as well that would need to be performed on it.
Okay. The other thing is
that a flash?
Mike Sheridan's writing in too. It's probably a two-piece drive shaft who could slip. Yeah. Is that what you talked about already? Because I was answering a few other texts here too. So the slip yoke in between the two pieces of the drive shaft could be right there too. So Larry, we're going to add a diagnostic on your package where we'll take a look at that truck, see if you figure what that is. Because the thing is, fixing that thing when it's got just a little clunk is better than waiting till it's a big clunk. Because whatever the big clunk's going to turn into a lot more dollars than the little clunk.
That's exactly. You know, it's not really that irritating right now, but I don't want it to get worse. You know,
so. I agree with you 1,000%. So Larry, we're going to get that on you.
So that is something that is a known issue then.
It's a common issue, yeah, I'd say so. But it's, you know, to me, more than anything, it's kind of a maintenance issue, kind of a situation on that truck. I'm going to tell you back. Okay. I think every manufacturer in a truck's dealt with this too, because I can remember the days at the Chevy store and we were going through slip yokes and lubing them and doing everything else in the world too. So I think everybody's kind of had this little bit of an issue there too, kind of a deal. Glad it's got an easy fix is, I guess, the best thing. But again, Larry, fixing it when it's a small clunk instead of waiting until it's a big clunk is huge.
That's what I want to hear, Phil. Easy fix.
There you go. There you go.
Okay,
Larry, let's get that truck in and see if we can figure out for you, buddy, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Larry. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend, buddy. Mm-hmm.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, 316-462-3673. Just a few minutes left on the show, and I may take a few more calls here and stuff too. So, Josh, we went to that call with Larry. We've ordered in, and it's here, a 2021 Mustang GT. And we're going to build a drag car. The yellow car is a 2011. It's just time to upgrade and do some fun things and stuff. But it's a 2021 GT with a 10-speed, not the manual.
Yep.
Are you still driving it?
I am.
Josh is driving it back and forth to Haven every day, putting a few miles on it before we go to get the engine kind of and everything all kind of broke in. I want about 1,000 miles on it before we're going to start doing what we're going to do. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to take it out to the drag strip, bone stock, run it down the track, and get an ET slip and everything else from that part. Then the first thing we're going to do is put a set of slicks on it and run the same thing right down the track and say, okay, the slicks and the wheels cost this much.
And this is what it did.
And here's how much faster the car went. And we're going to go through the build with this and show you what to do with a stock Mustang to make it go fast. We haven't decided exactly how fast we're going to go, but we are. We're going to tune the suspension. We're going to tune the drivetrain, and we're going to put a turbo on it. And once we get to 990, yes, we're going to put a cage in it, but we're going to build it to probably a 990 or an 890 car. from that part. I know we're going to be having some fights over who gets to drive it from that part.
You don't say.
Yeah, maybe just a little, right? So watch that build as we go through. We're going to take off of that build and have a lot of fun with it, but we're going to show you what it costs to buy the parts and what the labor costs in our shop to do it. And whether you want to do it yourself and come in and buy your parts and do it, or whether you want to bring your car to us and have us put those parts on and make your car go fast. And it's going to be fun building this Mustang and showing you what it costs to spend and what it goes to from that part. But we're going to get it up there in the 890s, 990s, somewhere in that range. We are going to do a turbo. We argued back and forth with everybody in the parts room if we're going to do a supercharger or a turbo, and I think the turbo is the way to go. Don't know much about turbos myself because that's not where, back in my days from drag racing, if you want to go fast, you put a supercharger on, not a turbo. So I think that's the thing, the way to go. And we'll show you everything we spent, everything we did, and you can look at the dollars on that thing. And it's going to be a fun car to build and a fun car to have fun with. And I think the first thing we probably better do is get a couple extra sets of tires ready to go.
You don't say. Just based off previous experience, I would second that. So,
well, that last burnout, Josh, that I did in the yellow car out front of the store, that's the new Hoosier drag slick that's kind of going crazy all across the country. And that burnout out there, I hit that thing, and I held it pretty long, probably longer than I should have, but that took a set of tires down. A burnout per tire, who cares? It's a lot of fun and everything else from that part. If you haven't seen that commercial, go out on our Facebook page or on our YouTube channel. You'll see that the yellow car burnout from fart. And God, dang, that was fun.
So I don't know, and I don't, maybe you can attest to this, but I'm sure it's like that on all sides of racing, but I don't know which is the worst. And here's my example of this is you have a pile of cash over here on this side, and then you have being fast on this side, and the more you want over here, the littler you have over there. So I don't know, is there one class of racing in which that is,
well, I think
more you know, more prominent in, or is it just across the board?
I think if we get a drag racer, a dirt track racer, even a motocross racer in here, and we could argue back and forth on the money spent and everything else, going fast and everything else too. And you know, I've always kind of been told, if you still got money in your account, you're not going fast enough. So that has to be kind of true. So stay tuned to the 2021 Mustang MH Ford Racing build car that we're going to take off and build. Josh is driving it right now back and forth to Haven to get 1,000 miles on it before we break it in. Of course, it's kind of, it's not a good time of year to go out and drag something right now, but it's going to be fun to watch that build and watch what that car does. So hang tight and watch what happens there too. And Mike Sheridan is still coming after me.
I got a comment here on Facebook, so I'll get that up here. So from James, it says, sorry, I'm blowing up the comments, but I have a car question. Every now and then there is a squeal or squeak that seems to come from under the right side dash. Could it be from the environmental system? Typically, the blower motor for most vehicles is under the right side of the dash from the inside. And so I would wonder if maybe there's not something going on there from the squirrel cage of that blower motor. You know, there's a lot of different things that can happen. I've seen, you know, leaves or debris get down in there from you know, being the outside air circulating in there and causing some noise, or just maybe a bearing, dry bearing in that blower motor for sure. So would be my guess as to what's going on. But again, be more than happy to take a look at that thing and figure out what's going on with it for you. So.
All right, 316-462-3673. Just a few minutes left on the show. You get a great price package by it, over $130. And who knows, you might get a free diagnostic at the same time, depending on your issue. You know, like Josh, I still kind of remember back in the day, wrenching around with my dad in his three-bay shop over there in Halstead, we could about diagnose anything over the phone. Today, well, we can get close, get some ideas and stuff, but until we get a computer today plugged into these cars, it's hard telling what we're going to find, what we're going to do from that part. Now, I will tell you some things that's kind of cool and stuff, too. It's kind of like the other day. I got a phone call from one of my customers. He's got a check engine light on, and with these newer technology and stuff, Josh, you were able to dial in and get the code. And I'm going to tell you, everybody, that's not what's wrong with that vehicle. We still got to get that truck in or go through a diagnostic trouble tree, figure out exactly what's going on with it, and figure out exactly what is ailing it. Just because the description of the code is not what is wrong with that car. You have to take a trouble tree and run down through that and make sure that's what it is. You know, it's back the same deal I said back in my day. If I walked in the shop, I had a shop manual out, I didn't know what I was doing. Today, if you don't have a computer out, that tech's got no idea what he's doing. So
Yeah, like you said, these connected modems, they're going to allow us to do so much more than we ever done before from the side of being able to help customers out that are out on the road, kind of stranded mm-hmm. and everything like that. So,
you know, and everybody, as we're sitting here, most of you probably don't know, but maybe you do know our general sales manager, Shannon Burton. He's in here in my office trying to get us to laugh and try to do things crazy and funny. I wish I was in arm's length where I could turn the camera around and put him on the camera is what I wished I could do, but irregardless, I can't do it. But anyway, where we're leading off to is back to the how cool that was to figure out what code that was and to answer his question, to decide if he could continue to drive and everything else like that too. And again, if that check engine light comes on, the sooner we can look at it, the better. But also, if it starts flashing, that's when it's time to stop the vehicle. But if that check engine light's on and the vehicle seems to be acting okay and everything else like it, you're okay to drive for a little bit. Not a while, a little bit before we can get it looked at and figure it out. And the longer you let that light stay on, the more damage it's doing or whatever's happening in the car, and the more dollars are running up every second you let that light stay on. But it is cool. We're going to be with the technology coming down the road here, Josh, with all the new things and stuff that's going to happen to these cars that we can help customers on the road like that and stuff too.
Well, and like James, you know, vehicle, for instance, with this squeal that he has, I mean, that's that vehicle's way of talking to you. You know, that's it can't say, hey, this is happening, and if you don't do something shortly, it's going to cost more money.
Yeah.
But pretty much almost a large majority of the situations I get in, walking through the shop and typical repairs that we're doing from one to the other is, you see a lot of times where, man, if we would have looked at something sooner, it would have been less money.
Oh,
or
yeah.
If we would have, done a little bit of preventative maintenance, the repair may not even have mm-hmm. needed to have been completed. And so that's, those are just,
you know,
being this industry and what you see, if everybody could see that, they would
blow you away.
Yeah, they would maintain their vehicles differently.
You know, it's kind of like Mike said, you know, you get a description of the DTC. Could be short to ground, short to power, open circuits, performance issues, all kinds of things get right into that. And just because that description of that code doesn't mean that. I'm going to tell you though, Josh, I will argue one point. You know, 85, I believe. Let me get thinking here for a minute. No, 1980 is when the first computer got put on cars, and we were controlling carburetors at that time.
Yeah.
But we're only controlling 10% of what that carburetor did to help meet emissions and that sort of thing. And that's when these sensors started coming into play. And that's back when we had probably 10 codes. And I still remember code 13 was an oxygen sensor. If you got a code 13, I guarantee you need an oxygen sensor. If you had a code 21, it was a throttle position sensor, and most likely you need a throttle position sensor. But these codes today are four digits.
Yeah.
And there's no way of taking and plugging a code reader in there. It's even, number one, going to get the correct code. And number two, where that code reader can communicate with the computers. And parts houses love it because they sell four parts.
Very much so. And, you know, you made a point there as far as a code reader and a code scanner. I mean, there's a difference. There's a difference
huge.
In that tool that you buy or, you know, have somebody use to see what's going on with your vehicle.
Exactly correct. Anyway, Josh, guess what?
It's unbelievable.
Hours going by, blown by, and everything else too. So everybody, hey, everybody, thanks for watching. But please do us a favor. Go to Facebook Live, YouTube Live. Give us a like there. We're trying to grow these things to bigger, better things. I'm going to tell you right now, YouTube Live, we're like 449 or something like that. I need to get to 1,000 likes so we can do some more things and fun, exciting things with YouTube. So please give us a like and share on both of those. We'd love to greatly appreciate that from that part so we can grow these channels and do some more things with this show and make it bigger and better for everybody out there and stuff too now that we're going to the podcast and that sort of thing too. So everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We need to thank our sponsors one last time, which is Big Corner Karate for all your advertising needs. Anything you need in your advertising world, if you've got a company, you need a web page yourself. You need any way to advertise, vehicle wraps, window wraps, race car wraps, even window tint. Help those guys at Big Corner Karate. As they say, just Google us. BG Products, all the great preventative maintenance products we use right inside here at Mahon Wealth and Ford. And, of course, GoTo Rent. Hey, if you're looking for a rental car, 12, 15-passenger van, even an Explorer Expedition, give Stan a call right inside here at Mountain Ford for your rental vehicles. Anyway, Josh, can't believe that has blown by, but it has.
It is. Already done.
Everybody, have a great weekend. Tune in next Saturday, but please go to Facebook Live, YouTube Live. Give us a like there for us on the show. Really greatly appreciate that. We want to grow the show and do some better things with it. But give us likes. And, everybody, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.